I'm so sorry, I don't have anything to present to you, no PowerPoints, no papers, nothing at all. It's just something in my heart and my mind that I got. Thank you for from the surah. Actually, last week one of my friends was talking to me and she was nagging some kind of that because you're old ladies, you will understand me so clearly.
Yes, and
yeah, of course, you will understand it better than each of us, you know. No offenses, actually. She was saying that I think that some of my family and relatives have cursed me, and because of that, I cannot get married. You've heard all of it. Because of Nas, the surah came exactly to my mind. I said immediately, oh, come on. You shouldn't. She wanted to go to a fortune teller to ask for help, to open, I don't know, her fortune or something like that. I said that you should just ask God. Allah is enough for whatever you want. Only Allah is enough for everything.
For she was not
exactly
present, but in his discussion, you see the Zumar surah, because she's here.
Yeah. And I was thinking with myself, and I explained to her the interpretation of Nas surah. It was kind of practice for me. I told her that because of my class, sit down, I will teach it to you. And I said that Allah is enough. If you just ask Him deep in your heart and show it, like Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Qul, I explained to her that Qul doesn't mean just say, it means show, means add, demonstrate, illustrate in all the ways. And by showing that you need help, He will send you help in any way that He thinks it's the best way. It doesn't matter if you feel it or not, He will send it. And by I thought to myself that maybe this is a kind of, you know, present for the Prophet, peace be upon him, that all these 23 years wasn't for nothing. You will finally see that the people in groups will come to your religion, they will follow, they will accept you finally after 23 years, and you will feel relaxed. Oh God, thank you, I accomplished my mission, I fulfill it finally. It's a very good feeling, I think, not just for the Prophet. I, you know, extended it into my life that whenever I try for something so hard, the victory will come if I ask God for help for that. And the question came to my mind, goes to the verse number 3, that why should Prophet, peace be upon him, ask for istighfar? Why should he say, why? He didn't do anything bad in his life. He was completely sinless. The only answer came to my mind was maybe because he was the role model for the whole, not just Muslims, for all people around the world. He wanted to show that even he, who is the Prophet, must always ask God's forgiveness. We don't know how much hearts we have broken in our lives. We don't know how much sinless we are. When at night we go to bed, I don't know what, maybe by my hand I did something, maybe by my eyes I made someone sad or hurt someone. So I should ask God's forgiveness in all seconds in my life so that He forgive me. And actually in the following part, the others forgive me as well. And another last point that came to my mind about Nasra was in this way, that if you think the victory comes from Allah, you never get pleased with yourself. You're not proud. You think that I am nothing. I am whatever He wants. He did everything. So I will be humble. I won't, I won't hurt others' feelings. For example, I have victory over someone. I don't hurt that person. I will help that person to come up, to have the victory like what I had. Actually, this was all my, you know, thoughts and understandings.
What was the influence on your friend?
She totally changed her mind, and
really?
She decided, yeah, to say her prayers and read Quran. She decided to read Quran in Farsi to understand and help her. I said that make sure God is behind everything. There is nothing more powerful, or nothing. No one has the authority that He has.
It shows that even in Iran, we have some people that we need to know. Things that we think that are so simple.
Yes. Everywhere we do, we have.
You know that because it's come from your heart.
She's so high educated, so knowledgeable.
No, it's because it comes from your heart.
Yeah, it comes from her. Yeah. That's why it's here.
Big victory for yourself. What have you done?
When you have victory for ourselves, yeah, you should be so humble. You should help the others to have that victory. You shouldn't think that, okay, I tried, I earned, gained this victory, this is mine. You try and get your victory. No,
you should not close the door for
others.
Yeah,
you should open the door. You should help the others, take the others' hands, I guess, and help the others to follow you if you are so blessed to follow that way. This was my
idea. Thank you very much.